This is First Person, a Cohesio Media podcast. Journalist and author Marianne Tam discovers what's really going on behind some very everyday-looking front doors. For more information and to subscribe for free, go to firstpersonpod.com.
Ordinary people.
And it's not a nice thing to see a child being arrested.
Extraordinary lives.
Extraordinary lives.
Yes. Very good. Lovely.
First person.
You see, in Kayamandi, you look after somebody's child.
This time, Simpiwe Umkhwetana.
It's a Saturday morning, and at a stadium just outside Stellenbosch, two football teams, one in red and one in blue, are getting ready to run onto the field. The Blues have their name written on the backs of their shirts, Barker Juniors. I don't really know much about football. I need some advice from the focused-looking man in the tracksuit, also blue, standing on the sideline.
Who's Barker playing?
Barker is playing Kuyasa. Yeah, under 11. It's a local derby. Yeah,
are they a good team?
They're both very good team.
On the field, the blue team is huddled in a circle.
Now it's a prayer now, because before the game, they do pray also. And then after that, he will tell them, guys, you must go all out and win the game for Barker Junior.
Ah, so there's a reason he's in blue. He's a Barker man. Now the Reds are on their knees.
They also pray.
Let's see who God listens to.
Actually, it's not surprising that this man is rooting for Barker Juniors. It's his team.
And they're going to start.
Hey, he's going to start.
Simpiwe Umkhwetana, known to everyone as Charlie, wears blue a lot. By the soccer pitch and in his day job. As a sergeant in the police with Kayamandi as his beat, it was here that he got the idea for Barker.
I could see that while I'm working at the same time, seeing these children after school, you find that some of them, we have to get them at riding the trains from Detroit Street to Lindock because they didn't have anything to do. And then I said to myself, okay, because some of them, they do go, because the mall is just close by. They do go there, and then they look around, get into the shops, and then they start taking some stuff, you see, and then at the end, they will call you as a police officer. Then it's not a nice thing to see a child being arrested. And then I told myself, no, man, it's better if I start with this soccer thing.
Nanda, move!
When we started at the school, there were 15, and then I bought them beads, and then I bought the balls, everybody. Now I can see each and every day the number is increasing, and then I call a parents' meeting, and then I said, okay, now we're going to start a team. It was me and the other policeman also, and then the other policeman also joined. And then we form a committee so that we can form a proper structure so that we register the team. And then there are people also in the community that are helping. When we started, as I said, we were 15 children. Now we have plus minus 90 children.
That's a lot of children.
They must try their best because it's a knockout. If we lose this one, we are out of the tournament.
Oh, wow. That's very early on.
Do you do this because somebody did something for you when you were younger? What is it about you and the way you are and the way you think and the way you were raised that makes you care?
You see, I think it's within the family, the way I grew up, because I'm the only son from my father, and then we had four sisters, and then everybody is depending on you, and then you must be disciplined, you must know what to do and look after the sisters as well. And then when I grew up, then it developed within myself that, okay, now I must start, and then with this thing, so that I can make difference in the community.
I'm not a soccer fan, or at least I didn't think I was.
Yes! Yes! Get it away from your goal! Marca, come on!
Did you always want to be a policeman?
I wanted to be a marketing manager when I grew up, and then I finished my standard 10. When I finished 10, I went to the technicon. Then I didn't last at the technicon because there was no money to support, because my father used to work at a farm, and then there was a trouble at home, and then I decided, okay, let me leave this so that I can look for work, so that I can look at my sisters and then my father as well.
We probably shouldn't be distracting Charlie, as back on the field, disaster strikes. Barca's goalie has deserted his post, and Filiasu make the most of it and go 1-0 up.
But it's young boys, you see. They're still young, they're still learning.
And the teams go back into battle. So why Barca?
And the style of football that we play is more similar to what Barcelona
Tell me about what that style is. I know nothing about football. Or any sport. What is the style that people like about Barcelona?
They call it a tiki-taka. It's a passing game. It's a free-flowing passing game. Everybody likes to see when you pass the ball rather than kicking the ball just for one.
I see.
And then
the
structure, when we train the kids, we train them in a system so that even when they get older, they know what is happening.
Charlie's not officially running things today, but he feels the Barca coach needs a bit of advice.
Coach, 15 minutes.
Coach, the game is only 15 minutes. You must tell them to come out firing and push hard.
So how much does this take up of your time? Do you work shifts and then, you know, you've got a wife and children as well?
Yeah, but they understand. My family understand. Because I'm working two days, then two nights. And then in these two days, then I'm not coaching because I have to work from 6 till 6 late. And then the other two, where I work nights, then the children must be here at 3 o'clock. Then we must finish at 5 o'clock. Then I go up and change myself and then get to the vehicle to work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Most of us are just exhausted by one job.
Yeah, it's taking, but if you are passionate with something, then you don't feel that, you see, because even if you said you are tired, the children will come. They were already there at my house. Sometimes they're playing on a Saturday, like if I'm supposed to work, then they are playing. You can see my heart is there.
You see, we are the defending champion of this cup. We won it last year. Now it seems that we will be out too early.
When they join, then you can see, and then you look at the background, where is it coming? Especially this one that doesn't have fathers, only grew up with their mothers. And then when you are there, you can see they start enjoying themselves, because now you are like a father figure to them. Now when you get there, then they listen to you. But now everybody's, is trying his best, but it's a lot of children. It's under 11, it's under 13, it's under 15, it's under 17. That's where the struggle is starting now.
Is it
from 15?
Yes.
Then under 17. Now they are not attending the training the way they're supposed to. Because now there is other things now that
starting to interest them.
That are interesting them. And then you don't give up.
Yes. Come on, guys. Come on, come on, come on.
Everybody wants to associate himself with Barca Juniors, because they know that they will win. They will know that they will be taken care of. There will be somebody there. I record every parent's details. And if they have a problem at home, like if they are not behaving well, then I will get a call. this one is not doing this and that. And, oh, I know now what to do with him when I get into the field.
Okay.
Because now he's behaving like this at home. Okay, now. Like if he's not doing it, doing well at school, they do tell me. Okay. Okay, I said to him, now you're not going to play now. Then you must sit at home, try and improve your marks. Then when you get better, then you will come and play for Barca again. And then I can see the difference. And the reports that I get from their parents, they say, okay, now the child is behaving and then he's doing well at school.
I am also doing well. I'm now an expert soccer strategist.
Playing a lot up there.
Hey.
Better move it down here.
I try now to introduce this, the other two, so that
There we go. We're getting to this side. Come, guys. Yes, about time. We stuck up there for the first time.
Hello. It's Jane, the producer here. I'm usually behind the scenes, but at this point, someone had to carry on doing the interview. You'll hear what I mean.
Do you have any trouble getting kids to, like, come to practice? And if they miss training sessions, is there a consequence to that?
Yes, if you miss a training session, then you're not going to play. We only play those that come to the training session. Yeah.
Well done. Good.
Because it's discipline. They must know from the early ages how it is done as they grow up. That is why now we're saying, okay, if you miss a training session, then unless you've got a good reason, like now you are doing the homework, then the coach will consider you. But if you miss no reporting, then no other way, you are out of the team.
Yes. Very good. Lovely. Lovely. Lovely.
Hello.
Oh.
I'm back. It seems as if my expert analysis is a bit wide off the mark. Charlie is less impressed with his team's performance.
They're a little bit struggling, if you look at the things, because the goalkeeper is not confident enough in terms of handling the ball. And then you can see the defense also is not working well with the midfield. You see, they are not supporting each other. That's what I'm telling the coach now this halftime.
So it's 1-0. It's first half.
It's halftime now.
Half-time.
Yeah, it's halftime.
Now for some serious words from the assistant coach.
We're being beaten, guys. What we need now is solid finishing. We're only losing 1-0. Please score, guys. I'm begging you. Also, don't just stand and wait for the ball when you are not in possession. You must organize the numbers at the back and work to get it back. You must defend. Lulo, stop this dribbling of yours.
And a chance for Charlie to whip them up a bit.
Guys, let's be aware of the time. You see now this team Kuyas is beating us. This means we must now play all our balls up front. The time is 15 minutes per half, and this is a knockout tournament. So if you lose here, then you are out of this tournament. So we're going to try and win this, right? Backline, you must always keep the ball up the field from now on. Do we understand each other? And you guys have a chance up front. Kick for the goals. Kick, kick, kick. You want goals. Is that clear? Good. Now let's get on to the field, guys. Let's go.
And how does this actually work? Where does he even keep the kit?
I keep everything on my car because even where I stay, there's not enough space for them, I said, to keep this equipment.
You gotta wash it in your own washing machine?
My own washing machine, I keep it for everybody because if you give it to them, then they will start things disappearing slowly, slowly, slowly. Then you must put everything so that you have control of what is happening. There's nothing from the Department of Sport at this level. There's nothing even from the municipality. Then you must try and organize sponsors so that you get the kits, you get everything, the equipment that you need. But the problem now is the weekend. Transport mm-hmm. is killing because transporting children. Look at my car, it's small.
I see it.
It's small. No, now you must get a quantum, then they charge. Yeah, they charge
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
They charge you.
So food and transport and kits, yeah. those are the things you need.
Yeah.
Sadly, this morning, they needed more than that. Now it's 2-0 down, but it's part of the process.
You let the goal in and then you get your head down. When they score the goal, then you get disappointed. It's not easy to come back. It does teach them resilience. They mustn't give up. They must try every time. Because if you give up, then nothing will happen. They must learn from the early age. And then we said, okay, now besides this soccer, let's try and get other things so that we can take the children. They can see what is happening around them, you see, so that they can leave other stuff, so that they can see, okay, if you play for Baka, you also have a chance to bring us to explore, to go and go to the other countries.
Yes, other countries. With some sponsorship and a lot of organization, in 2013, he took some of his precious children to watch, what else? Soccer. Where else? Barcelona. But how did they choose the boys?
Not the best in terms of playing, but also they must be good at school, they must be well-disciplined even within the team. And then we arrange interviews. Everybody went through some questions before he can be selected to be part of the trip that has come to Barcelona.
And had you traveled before?
No, it was my first time.
What did you do?
No. I was very excited. I was really very excited, especially going to Barcelona because I like Spain, the way Spanish is playing soccer, the way that they do their things. They start from the early ages going up. Yeah.
What did you think of Spain?
Before I went there, I thought it's another country in Europe, beautiful, with soccer stars, and everything is so nice. But when I got there, it was freezing.
Oh, that's the worst thing for us, because it's the kind of cold you've never had before.
Yeah, and that is expensive also.
Yes, absolutely freezing. And the four young men that went with you?
Yeah.
What did they think?
Oh, they were excited. Even the others now, they still want to go there because for them to be in Spain, it was a great thing. They really enjoyed themselves. Barcelona was playing most that time. We saw the build-ups from the restaurant, going to the field. So it was a great atmosphere. They really, really enjoyed themselves. I still believe if I have a chance and opportunity, then I will take the children there. There are children that you can see this one. Then we try as coaches to talk to him because we could see now what direction is gonna take and try and advise. And then also we do go to the parents for that one that we notice that this one is trying to tell us you must look after him and then see what is he doing. Maybe he start smoking or something like that, but it's a lot of children. In that pool of children, there will be some of them that will go the other way. But we're trying. But when you start with them, when they are young, it's better because they listen to you. They look at you as their role model. If something goes wrong to them, it's easy for them to come to you and say, okay, this is that and that and that.
So you're the father to many boys in this, many boys.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, it's a lot of boys, it's a lot of time. How long is he going to do this for?
As long as I live. I like Sala so much. I'm hoping in one of these days to have a big team. That would be great. That's my dream. One day, and it will come. I will continue with them because it's better when you start with them when they're still young, like this, so that they understand. Because when you get somebody that doesn't know the culture of the team from outside, it's difficult. But I'm hoping with the under 17 that we have, they're very strong, a very good team. They come together from the under 11, then they grew up together. Now they are unbeatable now. We will be call ourselves Baka FC. Just like that, Baka FC. You see?
We're only heating up now.
The team were gutted. Time for another talk.
Look at me, guys. I did say this to you before, that we must prepare for losing and we must prepare for winning. Because you know what our opponents, Kuyasa, are capable of. They are very tough, and I told you when playing these guys, we must be extremely focused and we must make sure we take our scoring opportunities. And don't focus on dribbling, because everyone watching this game can see that you were too focused on dribbling. You should have been focused on the goals. So guys, we're out.
Not exactly a pep talk. But here, more than anywhere I've been, it really isn't about the victory on the field. It's about much, much more.
It's about fun for the boys, giving them that opportunity. It's not always about winning. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And they must understand that as well. As long as they get that opportunity of playing for us, it's all right.
Next time.
Some of them, they don't have parents, they've got guardians. Then, you see, in Kayamandi, you look after somebody's child, like it's your own. It's the way we grew up as Africans. Yeah. Because you can't neglect a child at the end of the day.
First Person is a Kahiso Media podcast. For more information and to subscribe for free, go to firstpersonpod.com or find us on iTunes. If you'd like to advertise around the podcast, then email firstperson@kahisomedia.co.za.